Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Woo! Well, welcome to live radio. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and it's me,
becoming a little habit around here.
Yes, your
the health... music ends, and some strange guy yells, "You're live!"
Woo! So if you've been here before, we thank you for that. And if you're just tuning in, just know that you are amongst friends. And this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that'll motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence. And we just want to invite any, particularly our fellow hikers out there, if they want to call in, they're welcome to do that. And that call-in number is 256-737-9505. But this is a super great night. Had I not changed my health several years back, and if I was still weighing in well over 300 pounds, I would have never met these two that are with me tonight. And Daryl Burton has been on the show before. Yes. And so welcome back, Daryl.
Thank you.
And we have our other hiker friend, Garnet.
Yes.
Say your last name for me.
It's Arroyo.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I just didn't want to completely booger it up. Well, we all had made a commitment to do a big hike for Make-A-Wish. And now it's a month past that hike, but I'll tell you a little bit about what that hike entailed. It was a 26.3-mile hike in Mount Cheehaw, and we were also responsible for raising $2,500 apiece, was part of our commitment to Make-A-Wish. So that's what we just kind of wanted to get together and talk about how that went down for all of us and how it has helped us to kind of change and grow, really, because I know for me it's impacted my life a lot. How about you guys?
Certainly. That's what we actually talked about the whole way up here, was the different things that it's done for us, how it's changed us, the perspective it's given us, and even people in our lives, like coworkers or family, how it's affected them too.
It's just been, it's been great.
It really has. It's I don't know how to explain, you know, to be involved in something that's just so much bigger than one person. You know, it's just, it's just been so humbling for me. You know, this whole year has just been a great experience.
Yeah, and I know that when we had talked on the show, I know for me it just started out kind of selfishly, just really wanting to have a commitment to take my health to the next level, mm-hmm. and then it just grew out, just grew into being so much more than
that. Same here, you know, and then, you know, I quickly discovered this is bigger than me, you know.
Yeah.
It's bigger than any one of us, you know. It was huge, you know. Just a great, great experience.
And we happen to be sitting here with the largest fundraising champion here.
Always Challenge MVP.
Yes.
That's what I've titled him. Oh, and Mr. Congeniality, because he's like everybody's favorite.
Yes.
Which would give him a sash.
He definitely needs a sash. That's awesome.
Maybe my trail name needs to be what was the lady's name in that movie? Mrs. Congeniality?
Yeah, Mr. Congeniality. That's why I called you that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I made it to 7,000.
Yes.
And
which is enough to grant one wish.
One
by
child.
An individual. That's insanely impressive.
Oh, I didn't even know it. That being able to have done that, that was great. That was another great experience, another good humbling part of this, to be able to get to that milestone. Because at the beginning, you know, I told Valerie, the Make-A-Wish director, I was like, well, I'm not too worried about hiking the 26 miles, but I just don't know if I can raise $2,500.
Yeah.
And in the end, I didn't make the mileage, and I blew the money out. So,
yeah.
You know, you know, that it was humbling.
Yeah, well, we kind of wanted to talk about that cooler raffle, too, and make sure.
I know, right?
No. How legit was that?
I promise it was on
that
the up.
That questionable
up.
Raffle.
Well, it was
drawing in that sweet, innocent child to make it look not rigged, Valerie.
Once I handed off the tickets, it was out of my control.
Hey, as much as Valerie worked, even if she did rig it, she deserved that cooler and so much more.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
It was like the perfect ending to that whole thing.
It was pretty special. It was awesome. You know, I don't think that little Katie knew what to do when she had that ticket. She was like, look at
but she was great. Yeah. I love that whole Katie Strong. I thought of her often during the hike.
I did too.
Wow.
I did too.
But
you know, go back to that cooler for just a second. Something as innocent, you know, as that cooler. That fundraising effort started literally as a conversation in the break room at work. And then it just became wildly popular. You know, even the night before the hike, $85 worth of tickets got bought up by other hikers.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah.
You know, so just over a silly cooler, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm just extremely blessed to have made what we made. I have no idea what came, you know, how much money we made off a $300 cooler. But I think probably somewhere close to $500, so... Just off of that. So
it was fantastic. I was wondering, Garnet, if you wouldn't mind sharing your story of when you almost weren't going to continue with the hike. Mm-hmm. Do you mind doing that?
So I got a little self-centered at one point, and I've done fundraisers before. I've never had to raise $2,500. I've been a bell runner for the Bell Center for Early Childhood Intervention for Developmental Disorders for the Mercedes Marathon, but as a team you have to raise $2,600, and that's five people. Mm-hmm. Five or six, a lot more than one. And it was the week before we had to officially commit, meaning guarantee them we would give them the full amount by the date, and I don't even think I'd broken $1,000 yet. When I say I was being selfish and self-centered, it was because I was saying, oh, I've got to travel a lot for work. I'm a really busy person. I have a lot of other commitments. I just can't do this. I've tried. I can't do it. It's not happening. I'm just going to give them what money I have and cheer on my fellow hikers and be done with it. And I am a traveling trainer for an insurance company for claims adjusters. And in the class that I was teaching, it just so happened to be showing a student some pictures of Alabama landscape because they had seen one on my laptop from a hike, and they were asking about it because it's South Texas and it's super flat, and they're like, oh, well, that's absolutely beautiful. I didn't know Alabama was that pretty. And they asked if I hiked, and I said, yeah, I hike a lot. I'm particularly hiking a lot right now because I'm gonna have to do an almost 27 mile hike in May for a Make-A-Wish fundraiser. And this one quiet student kind of looked up, and I just explained very briefly what the hike was, and that was it. And then at the end of the week, this student came up to me and said, I think what you're doing is really great. Make-A-Wish has made a big difference for my family. And I was like, oh, really? How's that? And he said, well, my daughter was a Wish kid. And I said, that's awesome. And because of the various things that Wish kids go through and their conditions, I was hesitant to ask how his daughter was doing or what happened, because that's hard. I was scared to know the answer. And I think he sensed that, and he said, my daughter, Cassie, had brain cancer, and she passed away last August. And, oh, that hurt me.
Yeah,
that hurt. And he told me a little bit about her, and I could tell that it was difficult for him. But he was also so proud to talk about her, to be Cassie's dad. And he's like, well, tell me about this hike. And I was talking to him about it, and he told me that he'd run a full marathon for the St. Jude's Marathon in, I believe it's Nashville or Memphis. I can't remember right now. But anyways, he had done that because of his involvement with St. Jude and Make-A-Wish. And so he could relate to the training part of it. And I told him how much each one of us were raising. He was like, whoa, that's impressive. And he was like, well, I'd like to, you know, hear about it every now and then, so just keep me updated. and I thought about it, and he's like, let me give you something. So he gave me this little card, and it had Cassie's picture on it, a beautiful little girl, and it had a quote that she had said about how she can overcome any obstacle because they're there for a reason, and she's going to walk her path no matter what. And in that moment, I was like, you know what? I am not selfish. I'm going to raise this money, and I'm going to suck it up, and I'm going to do this. So I asked him, I said, can I walk or hike in memory of Cassie? I said, that will be very meaningful to me because I love my job. I love the company I work for. You are family to me because you work with me. I can't imagine what you've been through. And a lot of other hikers had people they knew or family members or children of family members or friends that had been Wish Kids. And so they had a meaningful connection, and I didn't. I agree. I was like, y'all, it was something to give me something to do, a fundraiser, something for health and fitness, to be active, and I love hiking. So in that moment, though, it completely changed my whole perspective, my whole intention, my whole purpose.
Wow.
And so it was very, very meaningful, and I remember I called my husband, and I was just crying. I don't think he understood what I was saying because I was just, and I told him, I was like, I don't care. I just got to raise the money. It doesn't matter. It's whatever I got to do. And so I got to it, and I told my mom about it, and my mom got really involved, and she's the Chilton County pie queen, so I think a majority of my money came from pie sales, pie school, rolling pins, street like festivals and pie sales, so pies really sell.
That's
and
awesome.
That really helped, but it was very meaningful to me to have that connection, and since that, I have remained very connected with that employee, and it made me feel even more, I guess, tied to the community of my company, because our company does strongly believe in taking care of each other and supporting each other. And I was telling Daryl on the way up here that I saw him 2 or 3 weeks ago, Cassie's dad. We discussed the hike, and I told him how meaningful it was, and he told me that it was good for him because it was seeing something good being done in honor of Cassie, and that's what she lived to do. So it was
great.
Very meaningful.
It's awesome.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Are we, Jay?
Yep.
Okay, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Path Changes Habits of Health Talk, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kalman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's independent radio. Live 95 is Kalman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. We are sitting here doing our little wrap-up of our Trailblaze Challenge Make-A-Wish hike that we did. It was a little over a month ago on May 20th. Boy, what a day that was.
Yes.
Up and out like 4 in the morning, hitting those trails. And so is there anything that you guys learned about yourself during that hike that surprised you just in that day?
That I seriously underestimated how physically hard it was going to be. I really underestimated all of that. You know, the preparation, everything. You know, I didn't take it serious enough. You know, I felt like, you know,
I felt like I didn't. I underestimated how mentally fragile I would get towards the end, where we were becoming physically depleted. It was mentally challenging, and little things would trigger me to get angry or irritated. I have a violent hatred for Nat after that hike, because they for some reason wanted to habitate in my ears and buzz, and it didn't matter what I did, they wouldn't go away.
Yeah.
And so I luckily did a substantial amount of blister prevention research, and I kept all the skin on my feet, and that was what I thought was going to be a challenge. Never did I consider Nat. So
Yeah,
but I don't think if I was in perfect energy levels, non-depletion status, I don't think I would have even acknowledged these gnats. But
yeah,
that's what it does. You're so depleted. You're so emotionally drained. You're mentally drained. You have zero actual physical energy left. And I think it's even to the point where you're so hungry, you don't even care about food anymore.
And by the time I realized, it's too late to get it back. You know, once I think we all ended up in the same van at the same time when we were done.
Yeah.
But, you know, by the time I got there and drank a Gatorade and told them, I'm like, man, I think I'm good to go now. And they're like, no, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you realize it, it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a huge challenge. But in that, it was one of the most hugely rewarding things.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You guys think you're going to do it next year?
They'll have to beat me away.
Yeah. I'm totally going for it.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. And I want to continue to be involved with the Make-A-Wish in whatever capacity possible. I mean, the people at Make-A-Wish, that's another thing we were discussing. Like, I've never done a fundraiser. I've never done any kind of event where I have felt so appreciated and so encouraged and supported by the organizers and by the other volunteers. I mean, it was a reassurance that every single bit of effort we were putting into that was really meaningful, and it was really making a difference.
One of the things, you know, people train for a marathon. You know, we may all train, but we're doing different things in different places. But in this thing, you know, from January till May, we hiked together. We learned about each other's husbands and wives and dogs and cats and daughters and sons, and we became tight. You know, we've got some of our hike leaders watching, you know, right now, and it became a close-knit group. You know, and that doesn't happen in a lot of events. So, you know, Make-A-Wish did a real good job of making us all feel special.
Yeah.
And you know, because of that, You okay? You got me. Yeah, right. I'm in.
Well, if Juliana's watching, it's only because I told her the limo guy was going to be on here.
He's like a this phantom celebrity that has existed and emerged just from that one picture.
No, it was. I mean, I learned a lot too, and I, like you, one of my biggest fears was the feet. And one of the things that I ended up doing and learning that really changed it for me was Vaseline. Putting Vaseline on my feet totally saved me.
Now, wow. I tried that when I was running a lot. Mm-hmm. It didn't work for me.
Okay.
But I did. I have weird feet. My husband calls them these little duck feet. They do. They're like normal width in the back and middle, and then the toe box is wide. I'm not a fast runner. I'm a very fast swimmer, though. But I think because of my weird foot shape, like, I get blisters differently, and so I don't know how much research I did to prevent blisters, and I found out silk blend sock liners.
Okay.
I was like, that's a yuppie hiking nonsense idea, and then I was reading all these reviews of people saying, yeah, these are helpful, these save my feet, and when I was reading these people were saying, oh, I was doing 20-mile hikes, I was doing 40-mile hikes, and I was like, I'm listening to those folks, so sock liners, that's the answer.
I had people tell you need to get some toe socks, man.
But they were called sock liners, so, and they were really thin, like, you would not want to wear them by themselves. They're like thin, like trouser socks, but I guess they cut down that fruit. I don't know. I don't know what the magical science behind it is. But
they work.
They kept the skin on my feet. That's all that matters. Awesome.
Yep.
So next year, more bug spray.
I'm just going to coat my head in citronella gel. I don't care what it takes.
How about you? What would you change for next year?
I don't think I'm going to carry quite as much. You know, try to carry quite as much.
You were carrying a barbecue or something. No, I'm just kidding.
There were some people out there with loads. Yeah.
You know, and my whole dietary thinking, you know, the food that I carry, the food that I eat, you know, all of that, you know, I'm going to have to rethink all of that.
Yeah.
You know, after that second, Adam's Gap, the second one?
Yeah.
After that checkpoint, you know, from there, it was just a steady crash you know, for me.
Yeah, nutrition's big for me. I can't do the sugar like I did that day.
Yeah, the powders, the goo gels, all of that kind of stuff, it just didn't do it for me. So I've got to just rethink the whole.
Yeah. Well, I know moving forward, we've got the calendar that we're doing.
That's right. Men of Make-A-Wish.
But I've got a prototype of a hat that I think I'm going to start. And if it's okay, I'd like to...
You say a hat or a hat?
A hat.
Oh, I was like, you're saying a cap.
A cap. And so each hat is going to contain an inspirational picture and a cramp handler. And I don't know if you guys know what a cramp handler is, but... It's the packet of mustard.
Very nice, very nice.
That totally helped
pretty,
me.
Pretty
that
fantastic.
Completely helped me on the hike better than anything. I was shocked. I was so shocked by the mustard
these will be a bestseller right
that's
here.
Awesome.
I took a dive and hurt my knee and sat down and they're like, you know, bring your knees together, and I did that, and I said I can't because of my cramps.
Motivational picture of Mr. Congeniality.
That's right. Holding his boot.
Holding my shoe. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to have to give my shoe up last week.
Ah.
Is this my hat to keep?
That is yours.
Thank you.
Listen, you guys, thank you so much for joining me and doing this. And I really do look forward to seeing you, even long before next year's hike. I mean, I know we're going to get going and start practicing and all that. But hopefully we want to encourage some other people to come join us because it's definitely a worthwhile cause.
It really is. And I think the alumni, I think we'll have our meeting early fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe sometime after that, we can really start talking it up and try to recruit some others.
It's good.
I mean, I'm always down for a just spontaneous weekday weekend hike.
Yeah, let's
do it. We can
do
any of that. But I definitely, to anyone listening, definitely get involved. Lots of fun.
Raise some money. Get out in the woods.
It's all good. Meet some great people.
Yeah, that's right. Meet some of the best friends you'll ever make.
Yeah.
It is. It's excellent.
It really is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us
tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So you're listening to Path Changers, Habits of Health Talk. Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. And stay tuned. Big D's up next, and I'm sure he's got a great lineup for you. See you next week.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it.